This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to the Retail Revolution. This is episode 5. We'll be talking about supporting SMEs to future-proof their business through Lazada's package Kadai Pintar. And as usual, what we're doing is we've teamed up with our friends over at Lazada to get some kind of background information. I've got the Chief Marketing Officer of Lazada Malaysia on the phone. It's Diana Boo. Say hello, Diana.
Hi, Richard. Happy to be back.
When the global pandemic hit the country last year, many businesses were not prepared for the scale of disruption that followed. The introduction of the Movement Control Order, the MCO, the lockdown in March, limited physical stores from operating, forcing businesses like small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to adapt overnight to a world fully reliant on digital to keep pace with the sudden increase of consumer demand online. Now, as we progress through the year, the recent announcement of a second MCO to curb the pandemic has made it evident that the global health crisis will continue to impact all types of businesses. Since the first MCO last year, Lazada has invested 54 million ringgit through its package Kadai Pintar stimulus packages to help more SMEs remain resilient and future-proof their businesses in this era of disruption by giving us lower barriers of entry and providing the support needed for SMEs to digitize their business. As the first e-commerce platform to roll out its stimulus package in April last year, Lazada has helped 50,000 SMEs to sell online and support the country's economic recovery through a series of customized benefits. This led to a 300% increase of new sellers onboarded, with a growth sales uplift of close to 2x by the end of 2020. This year, Lazada has once again reaffirmed its corporate community commitment by helping 70,000 SMEs in their journey of going digital with its second package Kadai Pintar stimulus plan. To share more about this and what businesses and consumers can expect in this new age of retail, as I mentioned earlier, I'm speaking with Diana Boo. She is the Chief Marketing Officer of Lazada Malaysia. Now, Diana, thank you very much for coming back. Lazada recently announced the second package Kadai Pintar stimulus plan. Can you share a little bit more about the details around this?
Hi, Richard. Yeah, so Lazada Malaysia was the first e-commerce platform to roll out our stimulus package last April. You've already mentioned it. And why did we do that? It's because we wanted to support the struggling SMEs to stay afloat during the first MCO. And then recently, we were hit with the second MCO, and it is evident that, you know, the global health crisis is still going to continue to impact all types of businesses. So we need to help the SMEs who were, you know, before this second MCO hit us, we were seeing that they were in the midst of recuperating from the height of the pandemic last year. Right. With these challenges, we knew that there is a need to help them remain resilient and help them be future-proofing their businesses during this era of disruption. So again, we came up with Package Kadai Pintar 2.0 stimulus plan that we've just released 18th of January. So yeah, so we pulled together a fund of 44 million to help over 70,000 SMEs, and so that we can help them bridge them to the 1 in 3 Malaysian population that shops on our platform every month. So I'm sure you're curious, or I'm sure the BFM listeners will be curious to know what is it about this package Kadai Pintar 2.0? What are the benefits? So for new and current participating sellers, they will be enjoying zero commission rates, waived payment fees, 90 days of dedicated store building support, subsidized advertising credits for sponsored search ads. So these participating SMEs, they will also receive free product exposure slots on our Lazada Flash Sale, which is a strong platform support to boost their business growth on and sales on our platform. For sellers who are selling fresh produce, frozen food, and grocery products, they will also be able to benefit from our platform-wide free shipping vouchers that we distribute that is subsidized by Lazada. This is, again, to help them drive sales and provide more value to the customers.
And how do you think this encourages SMEs to embrace digitalization?
So we know that when COVID-19 reaches our shores last year, many businesses did not anticipate the extent of the pandemic. So it resulted in first MCO having a lot of stores having to shutter their physical businesses. And this brought about a significant shift in Malaysian shopping habits, with online shopping becoming the new norm for Malaysians. So to address the pain point for SMEs that were hesitant to move online, but have to keep pace with the focus on digitization, our stimulus package plan were designed to lower barriers of entry and to provide support needed for SMEs to digitize their business. So someone who can hold their hand, guide them through digitizing of their business, I think would be very important for the SMEs. So also, with little or even zero experience in e-commerce, they can easily diversify their revenue streams from bricks to clicks without incurring any additional capital costs. So when we launched the first package, Kedai Pintar stimulus plan last year, we experienced a 300% increase of new sellers onboarded, with overall daily average transaction on our platform growing by nearly 80% compared to pre-MCO. So that's that's a great indication to see more SMEs realizing the distinctive advantage of leveraging e-commerce and to maintain, sustain their business. So we expect this momentum to continue to grow and as we adapt to these unprecedented times.
Mm. Okay. Are there any other tools that SMEs can leverage from Lazada to help? Help them grow their business?
Yes, of course. So we have championed and emphasized on continuously delivering a quality online experience for our customers. And for customers, from time to time, they come on to our app, search for products on our platform, and all the way to delivery services, which are backed by our advanced tech infrastructure and logistics ecosystem. Sellers who come on board with us are able to provide their customers with a seamless and easy online shopping experience to drive sales and offer ability to scale online. So this stimulus package plan that includes Lazada Flash Sale, our marketing solutions tools, will help the SME widen their outreach, drive conversion, and even customer retention. An example would be our sponsored search tool under Sponsored Solution. It's an effective, efficient, and easy way to help customer discover seller's product on Lazada search results. So just to give you an example of how efficient it is, this works on a cost-per-click model, keyword-targeted solution, and could record up to like 4,400 ringgit return on an investment or on a normal day for every investment of 1 ringgit. So very strong ROI. Participating SMEs can also be a part of our Lazada Flash Sale that offers consumers with the ability to purchase items at everyday low prices within a set time. Products featured here could even enjoy an average of up to 15 times sales uplift. So there are a lot of tools that we have, and the last one would be logistics, right? So while it's not a tool, it's a critical part of our e-commerce value chain and one of our key advantages. So as the only e-commerce player with a wholly owned network of warehouses across the country, we have 40 fulfillment hubs and to enable us to provide faster and timely deliveries. We are also expanding our delivery services to provide customer with more efficient delivery solutions with faster lead times. We are expecting the demand for efficient e-commerce logistics to increase as more consumer become more savvy shopping online and as we continue to build our logistics infrastructure to meet this need.
Okay, thanks for that, Diana. If you're only just tuning in, you're listening to Diana Bu. She's the Chief Marketing Officer of Lazada Malaysia. We're at the end of part one of episode 5 of The Retail Revolution here on BFM 89.9, where we team up with our friends over at Lazada who give us some details about what happens behind the scenes. This week's episode is about supporting SMEs to future-proof their business through Lazada's package Kedai Pintar. When we come back, we'll be talking about some success stories, how businesses and consumers can expect in this new age of retail, and some other stuff. You're tuned in to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. You're tuned in to episode 5 of The Retail Revolution, where we here at BFM team up with some of our friends over at Lazada. On the phone line with me right now, I have Diana Boo. She is the Chief Marketing Officer of Lazada Malaysia. We're talking about how they're supporting SMEs to future-proof their business through Lazada's package Kedai Pintar. Just before the break, we spoke about how we can encourage SMEs to embrace digitalization. Now, in part 2, I'm going to ask about a couple of success stories. Diana, can you give me any success stories from the first package Kedai Pintar that you can share with us?
Happy to. We have multiple success stories, actually, but with the limited airtime, I'll just pick 2 to highlight. The first story is about our seller named Jamie Thu. She's the founder of Unimart.my store. She started selling frozen food and groceries online through our first package, Kedai Pintar. And apart from receiving help to set up her store online, she leveraged a suite of e-commerce solutions that guided her in making informed business decisions. So this business advisor tool within Lazada Seller Center provided real-time insights on the performance of her products, which made it effortless for Jamie to instantly react and optimize marketing promotions based on the changing consumer behavior trends. With that knowledge, she went on to sell around 6,000 kilos of frozen food in a single month during the MCO last year. So for the next story, I believe you would be familiar with him, Richard. He was recently a guest on BFM. He is Dylan Lee, the founder of Dmart.
Yes, I know Dylan. So, yes.
Yeah. So he too joined our first package, Kedai Pintar, last year and was able to switch his business model and start a grocery store to sell fresh produce online. Mm. He was inspired by the growing demand online from increasingly digital Malaysian consumer, and the stimulus package made it easy for him to adapt during the pandemic. So Dylan was guided also by our Lazada University comprehensive training and Lazada's intuitive e-commerce tools, which enabled his business to flourish. And he too sell quite a lot of fresh vegetables of up to more than actually 8,000 kilos of vegetable in the span of a month during MCO in 2020.
That's just 2.
Yeah, that's just 2, but we have
now
a lot more.
It's okay us talking about, you know, the sellers and how it's helped them. But how does this stimulus plan benefit the online shoppers?
Our shoppers will benefit from having a great assortment at affordable prices, as the stimulus package takes care of our sellers' capital and even marketing costs. This allows the businesses to provide very affordable pricing and savings to our customer, especially during this changing time. We also is extending our Keep Calm, Stay Home series, where it's to help people prioritize safety first, Safety Always campaign, which features and promotes local SMEs, especially in groceries and food and beverage industry, to ensure that the community can access their daily needs and bring in fresh food and groceries directly from farm to table to our customers. This campaign can easily be accessed through an entry point on our homepage called Stay Home. There's a button over there, and it has a dedicated homepage that allows Malaysians to shop for over 10,000 essential assortments, ranging from farm-to-table vegetables, fruits, meat, cooking ingredients, to daily necessities such as face masks, hand sanitizers, toiletries, and more. So we believe groceries will continue to be a key category, as evidenced by our daily average sales soaring over 170% year-on-year in 2020. As part of the campaign, consumer will also be receiving daily free shipping vouchers and discounts of up to 50%, while selected fresh produce and chilled food merchants will also provide same-day and 48-hour deliveries throughout MCO 2.0. So this will ensure Malaysians can have all their essentials delivered fast and fresh to their doorstep.
I can definitely attest to buying groceries online through Lazada being something that's clearly on the rise, because I myself am searching for stuff to buy online in terms of groceries on Lazada recently as well. We're kind of shifting a little bit and changing a little bit. What can businesses and consumers expect then in this new age of retail, I guess?
Consumer demand for reliable, accurate and fast deliveries are increasing with more and more people shopping online. So as convenience and ease for people to buy anything they want and need is at their fingertips, their expectations of receiving their purchases also increases. Mm. For example, consumers in China are enjoying 1-hour express deliveries made possible from Alibaba's superior logistics network and infrastructure. Mm. This include opening up many urban distribution centers, which make it possible to have extremely fast deliveries. So this is what we believe that Delivery Malaysia is also moving towards in the near future. And it's part of our plan in the pipeline at Lazada to optimize our logistics capabilities for our Malaysian consumers. And so you can start to imagine you're buying a 15 ringgit kitchen knife that gets delivered to you within an hour. And that's
I was going to ask, are you telling me I can get things, I might be able to get things delivered within an hour in the near future?
In the near future. Yeah. So these are all based on consumer trends, right? So let me share with you a few more consumer trends that we observe since the pandemic has forced people to stay at home. So we saw e-commerce live stream and gamification features on Lazada have been able to tap into a vast captive audience that shows every sign of growing. As such, our pace in innovation in shoppertainment has also accelerated in the past year. Mm-hmm. Our live stream channel, Last Life, boasts a unique See Now, Buy Now feature, which allows instant purchase that boosts transactions on and our gaming channel, Last Games, create an immersive experience for our shoppers on the platform to earn rewards. So our refreshed homepage design allow consumers to easily swipe to participate in and enjoy our Last Coins and Last Life. So in fact, we received millions of viewers on our Last live stream shows in 2020, while shoppers accumulated 65,000 worth of Last Coins in Happy Bounce in the recent 12/12 grand year-end sale. So this goes to show that our shoppertainment strategy has changed the way brands and sellers can engage and interact with our consumers. It is quite interesting because you would think that people would just come to Lazada to shop, find a good deal, get vouchers, right? Mm. But Lazada did a little bit more than just e-commerce. We also now focus on user journey and understand their preferences and their need has evolved. So therefore, this is a real opportunity for our merchants to leverage this exciting and engaging virtual experiences and keep our customers entertained and brands at the forefront of our customers.
You guys have a whole bunch of stuff happening over there right now. You know, there's going to be no need for radio DJs anymore. There's going to be no need for TV personalities anymore. It's all going to be on Lazada, isn't it? Diana Boo presenting this evening's show.
Not true. We still need good voice. We still need good presenters. We're still working with TV and radio.
Okay. All right. I've got one more question for you then, Diana. So beyond the second package, Kedai Pintar, what else can consumers and particularly SMEs look forward to from Lazada in the near future, other than, you know, 1-hour delivery?
Thank you for the good question. We will continue to explore and implement new technologies for the benefit of our merchants and customers. As innovation and entrepreneurial spirit have always been a part of Lazada's DNA, we are keen to continue to push boundaries with our logistics capabilities to deliver cheaper and faster to our customer, as well as discover new technology to drive brand engagement and enhance consumer experience on our platform. We are also looking into artificial intelligence, AI, to further streamline and personalize customer shopping experience as well as other capabilities. So this will enhance our ecosystem as we will add more high-skilled jobs such as algorithm engineers for content and promotional activities as well as AI trainers to improve our chatbot experience. So to better serve our customers, we are also consistently enhancing our services and offerings, such as ensuring high quality, authentic assortment, free shipping, and our lowest price guarantee. So in a nutshell, you can expect us to continue to push boundaries of our logistics, technology, and innovation to deliver the best online experience for our brands, sellers, and our shoppers.
Diana, thank you very much for your time today. I've learned some very interesting stuff today. I've been on the phone with Diana Bu. She is the Chief Marketing Officer over at Lazada Malaysia. And of course, we've been talking about supporting SMEs to future-proof their business through Lazada's package Kedai Pintar. This was episode 5 of the Retail Revolution here on BFM. If you missed this episode or any of the previous episodes, remember you can download the BFM app and listen back to the podcast at your leisure. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. On behalf of Diana Bu and myself, my name is Rich Bradbury. This has been the Retail Revolution here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.